Morning, Liam.
Morning, Hemo. How are you?
I'm going all right. Happy birthday to the shop.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. 7 years we've been here now.
And you're doing pretty well, mate. The locals have been supporting you really well.
Yeah, mate. Locals have supported us throughout the 7 years, and that's why we sort of try and make a pretty big deal about our birthday sale and try to give as much back to the locals as we can. We get a heap of prize giveaways all weekend. We've got jumping castles for the kids, sausage sizzle, all the good stuff, mate.
So when's that all start? Tomorrow, Saturday?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, starts tomorrow morning. We'll be here. Well, I'll be here from about 6 o'clock setting up, but the door's open. Oh, normally a bit early on those days, so maybe 7:30 the doors will open up.
Okay, and like you said, there's heaps of prizes. I remember last year you gave away tons of stuff too, eh?
Yeah, mate, we've got so much stuff this year. I'm actually, don't know how I'm going to give it all away. I think there's going to be a few people that I just walk up to and hand something to them. I've literally got that much gear that I've got to get rid of. It's not funny.
So you just need to pop into the shop, might win yourself a prize.
Yeah, mate, not only are we just giving stuff away, we've got the early majorly prizes, which are all sort of a couple of $100 worth, rods, reels, combos. All you got to do is spend $20 in the shop and you get a ticket to go in the draw for one of them, whichever one you want. Yeah, so every $20 you spend, you get a ticket. So the more you spend, the more chance you got to win.
More tickets you get. Yeah, great idea. And what about for the kids, mate?
Mate, so I've got couple of different things I'm doing this year for the kids. I'm doing a colouring competition. So they just come up, I've got a little colouring station set up there for them, fishing rod and a few other bits and pieces they colour in. And the winner of that gets a locally made kids crab pot that we've got made just for that.
Right.
It's pretty awesome. My young fella's got them, he loves them. They're about 600 mil round and they're just light enough that they can pick them up, but they're still a heavy duty crab pot. And they catch too. I took them just before Christmas and I was amazed. A couple of times I got 2 big bucks sitting in these little pots.
Oh, gee. Cool.
And then I got carts and comps throughout the day for them. I got a jumping castle there set up throughout the days, all sorts of fun stuff. Keep the kids entertained while mum and dad spend up.
Everybody, this weekend's the weekend to go along and support Complete Angler. Pick up a great deal. Might pick yourself up a good prize. Mate, fishing on the weekend, where do we go after we've come and seen you for your birthday sale?
Well, once you've been in to see us, we're coming off the back of big tides. They're still reasonably big, so I'd be fishing, like always, on the big tides, the tops of the system, so up the back of the Calliope and up the back of the Boyne. The harbour itself, like Barrowwise and Fingermark and Jacks and all the nice fish we catch in the harbour do get a little bit more difficult in the big run.
Yep.
Not to say they're not there, that's for sure, but it just gets a little bit harder. What I do like fishing from the big tides in the harbour is grunter. There should be a fair few grunter about on a lot of the gravel beds and rock bars and that sort of stuff. So Graham's Creek is definitely worth a shot for a big grunter. The other thing I heard the other day was a few whiting starting to pop up again, which is good. Everyone knows I love me whiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of people that were fishing down Turkey Way and they had some good feeds of whiting. And they also said they seen a few big blue salmon starting to turn up, which is a little bit early, but we normally get the run of the bigger fish first. Right. If they're starting to turn up now, I dare say this weekend and the following weeks, they should be well and truly here, that first run of big blue salmon.
Because they normally like the cooler water, don't they?
Like I said, we get a run of big fish that turn up first, always. And then as we get into sort of May, June, July, we get all the schoolies. They're pretty thick, but they're not as big. And then once they've tapered off, we get another run of bigger fish off the back of winter. Always entertaining, the old blue salmon.
Happy birthday once again to you and the shop. Everybody get on down there, purchase something, go into the draw to win some pretty cool prizes. The kids with the casting competition.
Yeah, mate, very busy weekend for us. We can't wait.
Okay, mate, thank you. Good on you.
Cheers, you have a good one.
You too. There we go. They're having a big birthday sale. Get along and support them. That's Complete Angler, your locally owned Complete Angler. Find them down at Gladstone Harbour.